morning and welcome to the Infinity Point Channel. This will be the third time I've restarted this thing, but that's okay. It's a good one. So, first off, I'm going to stir my coffee up a little bit because I put butter in it. Best thing I ever did for my morning routine. My teeth are shinier than ever. I'm not hungry. My coffee buzz, it sticks with me for a long time. So I don't have to drink as much coffee, although I love coffee. And I use Kerrygold butter. So look up Bulletproof Coffee if you aren't familiar with the concept. You do have to stir it up from time to time, or just blow the foam around on the top. But it's delicious. I don't put anything else in my coffee. No sugar, no cream, or you know, no candy. So let's start it off. Welcome to the Infinity Point Channel. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this day, thank you for this moment, thank you for the air that goes in and out of my lungs, thank you for life, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of our sins, to be the salvation, the way, the truth, and the life, so that we can return home to be with you one day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My cousin, George, he's a great guy. He's 10 plus years older than me. Known as the wild child, you know, water skier, wild man, super guy. He really gets it. He's seen a lot, more than most, and he and I, even though we never really spent any time together, live in different states, and would see each other at family get-togethers, which my family does religiously, you know, every year. Me and my whole family would get together twice a year, Christmas and 4th of July week, take a full week every year, and then, you know, that starts to fall apart as the kids get older and get jobs and et cetera, et cetera. But anyways, I love my cousin George. He sent me on Facebook Messenger yesterday a YouTube video, which I don't hear from George. We're on the same vibe, but I don't hear from him very often, and he doesn't hear from me. It's just I may comment on his stuff on Facebook. He may do the same on mine because we're on the same page, but I don't think I even see his feed anymore. I hardly see anybody's feed because I just don't want to be on Facebook. So if there's nothing to look at on Facebook, then I'm on and off in a minute. 24 hours may go by and I might have 10 updates because I only follow a handful of things. If you've never done that, just delete it. I mean, I have 350, 60, 70 friends on Facebook, and I don't follow hardly any of them, because I just don't want to be on Facebook. That's really what it boils down to. At first, I don't want to be pulled into... I have opinions. I don't want to be pulled into a battle on Facebook. So if I don't see your stuff, then I can't. And if I can't see a whole lot of stuff, then I'm not going to spend any time on Facebook. I have to find other distractions. We all like to be entertained. But anyways, my cousin George sent me a YouTube video. Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa, I'm the Slime. And I was not a Frank Zappa fan. I knew he was an awesome guitarist, amazing guitarist. I'm a musician. I play guitar. I respect that. I know he had strong opinions about censorship. I know he testified before Congress or some other, you know, government panel on against Tipper Gore and some things like that. So I respected his intellect. I respected his way to stand up against the machine. I only recently became aware of his roots. His father was military intelligence, as were all the children of the Laurel Canyon music scene, which is where all your classic rock came out of. So these kids, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, America, Jimi Hendrix, Morrison, whatever his name is, Jim Morrison, you know, all these kids are, you know, how did all this talent, or how did all these people come into one little canyon outside of Southern California, and how come all their parents were military industrial complex intelligence agents, you know, spooks. So the whole movement, music has been, it's basically a government psyop. It's a psychological operation against you to stunt your growth, dumb you down, etc., etc. Ever wonder why classic rock never goes away? It's because it's being perpetuated by the people who want to control you. Well, Frank Zappa, I read a little bit about him. He had some interesting, I mean, he could have gone down that same path. I think his intellect was very strong. And then he had some tough battles with the music industry itself. So he really saw the inner workings of the machine and how ugly it can be. So I think he went on to try to expose it. And of course, they had to give him cancer. And he died in 1993 in his 50s. So they had to take him out. I mean, now they can give you cancer that wipes you out in a month. And back then, I think it took a while because he still fought the fight for quite a while. I am going to read the lyrics to this song that my cousin George sent me. It's poetry. I'm a poet, and this poetry, there's not a single word out of place. There is not an extra word. There's not an extra one needed. It is pure truth. I can't say enough. I had to listen to it 12 times last night and then research Frank Zappa and go to some links and all that stuff. So, I'm the Slime by Frank Zappa. Here are the lyrics. I'm gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I've existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I'm destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold. Those are the three verses. And then, you know, there's a chorus, of course, and some crazy guitar solos that are amazing, as Frank Zappa can do. But when I first heard this for the first time with my earbuds in, cranked up, I thought this was a song from Satan's perspective. Like, this is Satan singing. These are Satan's words. I am gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. Yep, that's Satan right there. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I'm destined to rule and regulate you. That's Satan right there. I'm the tool of the government, and you may think, well, government's the tool of Satan. Yeah, true. A power tool is a tool, and the electricity that flows into that power drill would be considered a tool to the power drill, from the power drill's perspective. He needs it to work. He needs the electricity flowing through. So, yes, Satan is a tool of the government. The government's a tool of Satan. They need each other to do their work. So I guess that's the definition of a tool, something you use to do your work. So the government needs the satanic to really be the energy that drives the viciousness. Without Satan, government could not do the work that it does, the way it does, in the way we see it today. It must have Satan pulsing in its veins to continue to you know, eat away at your rights and you, and drain all your energy off of you. That's satanic. The government needs Satan cursing through its veins to pull that off. No Satan, then basically the government's going to shrink down to the bare bones minimum, like a utility. It would just simply become a utility. Only what's needed, nothing more. But they're not. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. Satan right there. He can lie so well that he can make what is vile look delicious. He can make death look delicious. He can make scum look delicious. Just by the stuff that he says. And from his perspective, it goes on. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. I'm the best you can get from his perspective. Like, if you want it all on this planet, which to him is everything, he's fighting like hell to be everything, to give those who worship him everything, and then take it away. I'm the best you can get from his perspective on this planet. Like, if you wanna own it all, if you wanna have all the material stuff, then you know, there's the only way to go. I mean, you wanna be Rockefeller, you wanna be Bill Gates, you wanna be Warren Buffett, you wanna be George Soros, then you know, you're gonna have to bow down before Almighty Satan, because if you want the power and the wealth, the material things of this world, I mean, in this fallen world, like, you want to be king of the sandhill that's going to be washed away by the next tide, then he's your man. And when it came to, I'm the slime, and slime is what? Decay, death, it is, you know, disgusting. He could have just said, I'm Satan, oozing out of your TV set. That would have been the same thing. Wouldn't have rhymed as well. And it would have been just, you know, it wouldn't have gotten play. It wouldn't be here in front of me. It would be just forgotten about. But I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You know, they played this song on Saturday Night Live 1977, something like that. It's on YouTube. And it was done so appropriately. Frank Zappa was a, you know, he knew what was going on. You will obey me while I lead you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help. No one will heed you. That's the New World Order right there. That is the New World Order until the day that we don't need you, until the day that we can replace you with technology and we have exhausted you and wrung you out, used you up, thrown you away. The day that we don't need you, we will euthanize you, send you to a FEMA camp, and turn you into dog food or people food, Soylent Green. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold. This ends with the most important line of this whole song. Yeah, it's sure, you know, this is Satan again. He's saying, you can't resist me. Your mind is totally controlled. It's been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told. This is intimidation. This is saying, you can't save yourself, which is true. You can't save yourself. Don't go for help. No one will heed you. The line before that, well, from his perspective, you know, he's never going to go for help. He has no communication with God. I was thinking about this last night. I can't imagine he communes with God. He knows the playbook. He knows it well, but I can't imagine that he and God talk to each other today. No. Otherwise, how could Satan be so foolish? No, he's got a playbook. He hasn't heard from God in a long time. He has no communion with him. And he is pissed. And he's a fool, and he really believes this. He is, you know, he's pernicious. He is oozing of every pore he can to work tirelessly around the clock to convince you that you have no help. You have no hope. Don't even try. Don't go for help. No one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled, so you might as well give up. It's been stuffed into my mold. You have no way out. And you will do as you are told. So get over it and sit down and shut up. And then the last line, the most important. Until the rights to you are sold. So, the rights to you will be sold. Who will they be sold by? Well, they have to be sold by you. You have to make a decision. And Satan is telling you through this song, until you make that decision, then I'm going to be the slime oozing out of everything. I'm going to be in your ear, in front of your eyes. I'm not going to let up. I'm not going to quit. You're in my playground, and I'm the bully, and I'm not going to leave you alone until you decide how you're going to leave this place. Until the rights to you are sold, you have to do it. The selling, you have to sell out. You have to sell out because you can't stay. You have to sell out until the rights to you are sold. So who are you going to sell yourself to? Are you going to sell yourself out for Jesus? Because he is the way, the truth, and the light. He's the only way out, the only salvation. To go back to where you belong. We all know we die here, right? I haven't seen anybody beat that one. Although they're trying now. No, I've not seen anyone beat death. So there is a decision pending the whole time you're here. When you're old enough to understand that people die, then the clock is ticking. You have a decision to make. Until the rights to you are sold, Satan is going to be here, in your face, lying to you. All day, all night. And if you believe that lie and you sell out to him and chase whatever trinkets he throws in front of you, for whatever snippet of power that you think you must have. And if you sell out to him, then you have to do his bidding. You have to do things for him. You have to either bring more souls to him, you have to sacrifice to him. He owns you, just like he says. Your mind's, you're totally controlled, it's been stuffed into my mold, and you'll do as you were told. Yes, you may have the money and the power, but you're still doing what you're told. Or you can sell it to Jesus Christ and in one prayer have a communion with the one on the outside, the one who's not bound by this earth, the one who created everything. See, Satan's a created creature, just like you and me. He's one of God's creations. So to sell out to a creation is like to worship a statue on your dining room table, to give power to that idol. It's a dead thing. It will die and stay here. And to sell out to that is ridiculous. But that is a powerful song. That is, now I understand why Frank Zappa had such strong fans and fanatics, because he spoke truth to power. And I'm going to have to research him a little bit further, but... Now, why did my cousin George send this to me? Because he knows I don't have TV. I threw out my TV, canceled my subscription, August of 2012. I have mentioned I ended a 25-year marriage on my anniversary, which was August 8th at the time. And... instantly, shut off television, disconnected it, stopped the morning newspaper. What a piece of garbage that is. But, my ex couldn't live without being, and she couldn't live without the tube. She couldn't live without the instructions to how to conform to this society. She could not live without being told what to do, how to color inside the box, how to stay within the lines, and conform to this world. She desperately wanted to conform to this world and not be... Not that she wanted any great power. Well, she did. She wanted power over me. She wanted power over her kids. She wanted to control her world, which is very difficult to do. Drives people mad. Drove her nuts. To try to control things that are out of control. Why do you think, those obsessed with power and control are so vicious? because they can never have it. You can't have control. They're acts of God. They're, you know, this is a wild environment. Things happen. It's an organic place. It's not square pegs and square holes. It's everything, every shape, every size, and every kind of hole. And they don't fit. So those that are obsessed by power and control and trying to control everything are driven mad. I mean, they may accumulate a lot of stuff and a lot of power, but ultimately it is the beast that they can't shake. You know, imagine wanting something that you can't have your entire life. Wow. I mean, seriously, wanting something that you can't have every day of your life. And no matter how close you get, because you're not there, you're never satisfied. And Jesus won't do that to you. You know, you sell out to Him, and you're satisfied. You're satisfied. That's it. Doesn't matter, you know, the material stuff, the power, whatever here, you sell to Jesus, you're satisfied. Completely. You can have that. You can have salvation. It's given to you. It's been sitting here all along, just waiting for you to pick it up. So I threw out my TV, August 2012, and I love having that idiot box not here. And here, Frank Zappa was acting through Satan, because you do have to do this of your own free will. There has to be truth in advertising. But if it's done so deliciously, with such great sex appeal and such great polish and showmanship, then you look at it as an art form and not the truth that is being spoken to you. You look and laugh and say, wow, that's a great poem, wow, he was brilliant. And then you turn on the football game and you think, well, this is football, this is not, yeah, I hate commercials, and I hate whatever show you hate, reality shows, talk shows, etc. But, oh, this is football, and I only watch sports, or I only watch the news. The whole thing is a lie. All of it. Entertainment is the antithesis of information, of truth. Entertainment is the amusement, is the suspension of your muse. To suspend your musing. Your musing is thinking. Amusement. Amusement is the opposite of musing. Musement. Entertainment is distraction. From what? From the truth. You're distracted from the truth. So turn off your TV. Throw it away. Cancel your subscription. You don't need those idiot boxes. You just don't need them. The radio, same thing, turn it off. I never play the radio. I don't. Occasionally, yeah, in the car, it's always on a, well, actually it's hardly ever on. Occasionally, might listen to my wife's Latin, so we, you know, might listen to some Latin music, but I don't know what they're saying, which is awesome. You know, I don't speak Spanish, and so that's why it doesn't really bother me to listen to Latin music, because I don't know what they're saying. I love it. I don't even listen to instrumental music. I make music, but is it really necessary? I mean, just because you see these ads, or you saw these ads when the iPad came out, of all these, you know, when the Apple iPod came out, you remember the usually it was a green background with a white silhouette of someone with these earbuds in, and, you know, they're in this silhouette of just having a great time. Their hair is all over the place. They're in the middle of a dance move, and they're rocking out to their music on iTunes. That's a sales job. That's not the way it is. That's not the way you have to be. You don't have to be, you know, walking around with earbuds stuffed in listening to drivel. I do listen to podcasts. I'm I'm desperate for information. I am a bit obsessed about learning how the world works and why it works that way, and the truth. So I do listen to podcasts. I want to learn. But just to hear songs over and over and over and over again, it's so liberating to unplug the crap. The longer you go without it, the more you don't miss it, and when you do see it, it's shocking. When I see TV, I do. When I go out, if I'm out and about, and there's a TV, I do watch it. I want to know what's going on, and it's always more shocking than the last time, because the conditioning's gone. I'm no longer being conditioned, and then when I see it, it's repulsive and shocking, and I can't believe it exists, and that so many still worship it. It's very sad. It's very sad. It is, when you think that so many people have that thing on for so long in their household. I look at, when my kids were young, the Nickelodeon channel was, you had Rugrats, you had, and you thought these shows were cute, and my parents saw them, and they were shocked. Like Rugrats. It's all about rebellion towards the parents. These kids have kind of a potty mouth, kind of an entitlement mentality that they should have everything, and my parents looked at it like, wow, this is kind of, I don't know how they said it, but they could see the problem. Like, this is what kids are being instructed with, to basically stick a middle finger in a funny way at their parents, like, ha 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 ha, my parents are idiots. That's really what a lot of cartoons turn into, ha 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 ha, my parents are idiots, or like SpongeBob, where, hey, aren't we all idiots, and, let's just be super stupid and laugh at super stupidity. And who's really laughing is the people who are creating this stuff. Like, look how stupid we're making the people. Do you think they let their own kids watch TV? I mean, Steve Jobs was scared to death to have his own kids did not have cell phones for a lot longer than you would think, because he's Steve Jobs. He's making the iPhone. He kept his kids away from technology. He knew the problem. And I think they offed him with some cancer before he could actually speak up about it. Because, the only way he could pull off what he did was he was sold out too. He was being used and he was being used as well. And then when his usefulness came up, I mean, come on. Where is there to go besides the iPhone? Once the iPhone is in everyone's hands, you got Big Brother, you have your tracker, your monitor, your house arrest vehicle right there, your spy machine is right there in your pocket all day long. Thank you, Steve Jobs, is what Satan is saying. Well, no, he doesn't care. He just throws people away. You do his bidding. If you have a contract with the devil, he doesn't have to honor it. Okay? He's a liar. He's telling you right up. He puts it out there, in your face, in your music, on your TV. I am a liar. I am a liar. I can give you things, but the thing is, he doesn't have to honor his end of the bargain. I'll give you all his power, and then next thing you know, he's used you up, and if you start to have second thoughts, or there's no more usefulness to you for him, and you want to just retire with your millions and with your, and have the good life, nah, it doesn't work that way. You either continue to do his bidding, or your usefulness is over, and your power source is unplugged. And if your power source is Satan, he will unplug and leave you and move on to the next pretty young thing and play it all over again. So, I guess I'm going to wrap up here. You got to go watch this song on YouTube. I would watch the Saturday Night Live thing, because that's amazing how they did it. Or how, Frank Zappa, what a genius. Thank you, Frank. But musically, it's not, Saturday Night Live, it's a live version, and musically it's not really great to listen to, but the song is, I'm going to end up performing this at an open mic, probably just on a bass, by myself with a bass and a drum machine. Anyways, I'll make it weird and interesting and shocking. The song is very shocking, even. Oh gosh, what are we? That's 1977 or whenever it came out. It's almost 40 years old. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. I did say we'd get... Hey, I'm going to continue with a psalm a day. This is day 3, so let me swipe my Kindle to unlock it and read Psalms 3. I don't know if I should do this in the beginning or at the end, but I'm going to do it. Psalms 3. Lord, how they are increased that troubled me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which save my soul. There is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon thy cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belong unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. And with that, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. I'll probably see you tomorrow. Good day.